right, we're rolling.
I don't know what to talk about.
What are we talking about? We're talking about interns.
I know. I don't know what I'm going to talk about.
You'll figure it out.
Let's
do it.
I don't have anything funny.
I know, me neither.
It's all right. Don't worry. We'll get through it.
This is supposed to be a funny podcast. I'm just kidding.
You're being funny. So this is episode 2. And as we mentioned last week, the topic is going to be interns and internships. So it's the 9th year we've done an internship program at MCTV. It's changed throughout the years. We've had some interesting, large, unique cast of characters over the years.
Yeah.
I can definitely say. A lot of great kids, for the most part. For those that aren't familiar with it, we take kids from the high school program that are juniors, and then during their senior, they intern for us. They work on shows, cover government meetings, do a wide variety of tasks. So, we're wrapping up a year of interns right now, and we're on the process of getting the deadlines for the incoming group. So, what's your guys' thoughts on this year's interns?
Like this past year?
Yeah, this current group that's winding down. Eddie, Nicole, and Caroline. What's our take on how this group went? As Leslie extends her arms out in a unique pose.
I mean, this is the only real batch of interns that I've known, so.
Yeah, no, they've been great. They haven't been, there's nothing been like crazy with them.
Yeah.
They've just been good interns.
They didn't have drama that Sean thought.
Yeah. Every time I said they had drama, yeah. Sean would say, oh, what happened?
I wasn't sure when I first met them. I was like, okay, but now I really enjoyed having them because they were just they were great kids. Like they were just like a really great group of kids,
yeah.
And B, like they were very responsible. Like there was never any issues, never to worry about like sending them out to be like, oh God, are they gonna either screw it up or are they gonna embarrass the organization?
Yeah, like since that year, I don't think we've had too many troubling interns. But the first year I was here, we had the incident where one intern turned the camera towards himself during a government meeting and made faces.
We can mention him.
Yeah.
Robbie.
He kept like turning the camera away from him and then back and make a face and away from him and back.
Oh,
like
goodness.
While the meeting was going on.
Yeah.
Like, he was just like bored.
He was just bored. So he was doing that on live, a live broadcast.
That was a unique year because the other intern, Ian, I made him cry. Because I walked into a government meeting one night and he was trying to, he was switching it. He had his like laptop open. He was trying to like edit some music. And then he had his iPad open trying to watch a video. Like it was just like, are you serious? Like he was, and he had his iPhone. He was trying to work on some of his iPhone.
Yeah.
So he had three Apple products open up while trying to switch a government meeting. And I was like,
yeah.
And I was just like, do not. Do that, and like I don't know, he had taken like a liking to me too, so like, I think he was like really upset that I disappointed me.
Yeah,
and
I think
so,
like, getting in trouble like made him super upset.
I was like, what did you? What I was like, what is wrong there? And he like used your like moisting up. He was like, I'm so
yeah.
Yeah,
but like that. So that was the first. That was my first batch of interns,
yeah.
And since then they've been all pretty good kids. Like
yeah, you inherited
nothing.
They were already interning. Yeah, because they were already interning for us when you started here.
Yeah, I was on their second half.
And your first group was Dan and Danny, right?
Then my first full group was the Dannys.
Which is funny because like there's almost a connection throughout the years of interns. So Danny is friends with Eddie Byrne.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Danny's also.
I can so see those two hanging out.
And Danny was friends with Matt McCarty, who was, I think, our second or third group of interns, and you could totally see those two hanging out. So it's like this weird down-the-line connection of, like, friends of, like, this kid was friends with this kid, which clearly you can see, and then you have this kid who's friends with this kid.
Then
so
we
it was
had
like,
the Rachel group.
The Rachel, Kevin.
Kevin, that's who.
It was just Rachel and Kevin.
Okay.
And then last year was Heather,
Spencer,
Liam, and Spencer.
Yeah.
Which was pretty funny.
They were a great group.
They were fun. It was funny because Liam was in our summer video program when he was like a kid.
Yeah.
And it was like he was hilarious. Like Liam was what you expected Liam to be back then.
Yeah.
Like he was over the top hilarious. He was insane. He was just really, really funny. What did
yeah, and then we have this year. Yes. Yeah.
And like the first years of the internship program was really funny because like they were really involved in a lot of stuff because like there was a lot, there was like just weird things going on. Like, and we had really cool groups. We had our second year, we had like literally like the real artsy, like you different kids, but yeah, we loved them, which leads to a funny story. So one of them was like the juvenile delinquent. Like when we took him on, Jason Chack were like, you got to watch out for this kid. He's talented, but he can be a handful. Like his class superlative was like class like truant, like skipper.
Yeah.
But he was great for us. We loved him. But he was the type of kid that would come with like the green mohawk, that type of kid. So this dates back to town meeting. So I don't know. I forgot who used to. Someone used to play Don't Stop Believing by Journey before town meeting, like as we were getting stuff set up. And I hate that song. It's like the number one song I hate in the world.
I think I remember you saying you don't like Journey.
I hate it. That and anything by Bon Jovi, I hate.
What?
And so,
isn't that Journey?
Bon Jovi and Journey, I hate. Like two bands I hate the most. And I was like, I hate Don't Stop Me by Journey. It's the worst song ever. He goes, it's horrible. So whoever was doing the sound wasn't there. He went over to the CD player, grabbed the CD, it was like a burnt disc, it wasn't like a real CD, takes his keys out, scratches the back of the CD.
Oh my god.
And puts it back in the CD player and walks away. I was like, I can't believe he just did this. I was like, he shouldn't have done this and I shouldn't be scolding him, but at the same time, that was pretty awesome. So I think like the, I don't know, we're beyond, was it the like the terms of, you know, potentially getting in trouble.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah. I mean, that was classic. And we've had a few other unique ones throughout the years. What do you think our hopes are, our thoughts on the next group? I mean, you've done the presentation. Mellow, you think?
Yeah. Even the classes I was presenting to, like, I feel like last year it was way more, it was a lot more students, I think, that I even presented to or talked to.
Yeah.
And they were a little more interactive. Like they asked questions and were like curious, where I talked to maybe like two or three big groups and
I'm checking to make sure we're recording.
Okay.
I have this phobia.
That'd be awful.
No, we're all good. So carry on, Leslie.
I'm pretty sure I just like found a tick on my head. That's why I was picking my head.
I got bit by one the other day actually.
I'm like pretty nervous about it.
Do you have a
right there.
Make sure it doesn't turn into a target.
Oh yeah, no. It bit me, and then I noticed immediately and got rid of it. But I digress.
They sell like tick removers. Like it's like almost like a thing.
I have one of those for my dog.
My brother bought like my whole family them.
It's like a little spoon with like a little indent.
it's like a razor.
I think I've seen that before. Yeah. But the medicine that I give my dog makes them bite. Like if they bite her, they die. So then, like I found two the other day, and when I tried to pick them off, they just, like, disintegrated, because I know it was, like, really super weird and gross.
Crumble into dirt. I was like, so, back to current group of interns.
So, anyhow,
Lily checks herself for ticks.
Yeah, I just felt like I had one in my head, and I was rolling in the grass with moose, so that's okay.
We have to give you a tick treatment?
I know. I was like, I need to start taking her medicine, too, and have it go halvesies or something. I don't know what that would do. Interns, they weren't as interactive. I maybe got like one or two questions.
Yeah,
I definitely haven't gotten as many applications. I did get the two students that we were thinking of when I talked to
Shaq.
Yeah.
Because last year we got like 12 applications, which is like an all-time record.
I think we got at least 15.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of. I was super surprised. It was like I did like one presentation.
Excuse me.
I did one presentation and then last year and then another one like a few hours later and by the end of the day I had like six, seven. They were just like flooding in.
And I think it was like last year too, we also had a lot of kids that didn't make it that we could have taken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Emily Nagel, stinks. Who's interning for us this summer.
Yeah, and the one who helped us on Community Christmas.
She's awesome.
Yeah. So anywho, I think it'll be mellow-er.
Yeah.
Like we've had some kind of, like...
But you never know until
like
they actually...
out there drama kids, awesome characters, kind of, like, the past 2 years.
Yeah, but you don't know until, like, you kind of, like, get them in the setting. You're like, okay, this kid's hilarious. Or
yeah. I can remember we got an application last year, and the kid, in the email, or in his letter, went in depth about his... girlfriend and his relationship with his girlfriend that they've been dating for like a really long time.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, which I thought was a really funny.
It showed his
application. I wasn't quite sure if he was sending it to the right person.
No, wasn't he trying to like show like how he was committed?
Yeah,
to stuff?
Committed.
Oh
yeah,
my god. So high school.
It was, I know. And it was like they've been going out since like seventh grade. Like, it was like something like.
Dude, oh my god! I hope they get married.
I don't.
They were like, it was something like it was something ridiculous. Like he started like throwing around the number like 9 years or something. I was like, you're like.
It's been 9 years.
How old are you?
9 years. Like 12. 4 months. 4 months and 30. In 23 days.
So yeah, I've gotten some interesting applications.
Yeah. So we'll see.
So we will see. Yes.
Well,
interns are always fun.
They're always we always get a group of characters. Yeah. You know, once they get comfortable and we get comfortable with them, like they kind of break out of their shell and they're.
Hopefully their schedules aren't so busy. I like to get them all in at the same time and like.
That's always a struggle.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of like we always tend to get like. Cream of the crop kids.
Yeah.
And they're involved in everything.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, like, up till a few years ago, we never had drama kids.
Really?
Yeah. It was always, like, either hardcore, like, film kids or kids that played sports.
Yeah.
Like, there was one year, like, both our interns were in winter sports. So, like, it was like, as soon as, like, Thanksgiving came around, it was like, see ya. And then, after March, April, is like.
I feel like that depends. Like, that's because of the shift in the program in the high school. Like, because it became, like, I feel like maybe there was a shift that it became more of an academic class, where before it was, like.
Joke?
Yeah, like, kids would just go in and make videos, and that's what, now it's, like,
I
feel like that's a shift. Like, in my high school, I had a really great, awesome studio, mm-hmm. and we very much coincided, like, drama kids, and I mean, everybody was involved in it, but a lot of the drama kids were.
One of the other things too that I've noticed is that we never had girls. That for the first 6 years it was all guys. We didn't even have girls apply.
Yeah.
And as you guys seen, you know, the education side, it's pretty much 50-50. You know,
yeah, I remember the first year we we got girls applied the first year when we picked the dance, but
yeah, like one.
I was excited the next year. I think it was Rachel, and I was like, "Yeah, she's great. Rachel? Like, let's take." I think she was the first girl intern here.
Rachel was the first, but it was just like really. I just found it really strange. Like for the first few years, like it was just all dudes.
Yeah.
It was like, hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe because now you're doing the presentation. Now they're like, "Oh, cool! It's women in media." Not this old guy coming to talk about an internship. What do you think they get out of it? What do you think they get out of the internship?
There's a lot of Leslie talking right now.
I know, there is. Yeah, that's fine.
They're your intern.
What do you guys think they get out of it? Like, besides they get paid.
I think it's a good experience, and I always like to grow it more and more. It's always tricky with their schedule, because I want them to get a little more, like, real-world experience in that, like, you know, hey, there's an event going on tomorrow. Can you film it? And you jump, you grab a camera, and you go, and you film it, and you edit it the next day. Like, I feel like that's kind of a good lesson. I mean, they do quick turnaround in the high school, too.
Yeah, but we kind of...
It's a little different. And
they're also working, like, on their own for a lot of it, too.
Yeah.
Like whereas they're working in, like, groups, whatever.
Yeah.
I never had anything like that at my high school, so it would have been super helpful.
Applying
for internships while in college, like, I had nothing to write or...
Yeah.
Put down on my resume or anything, so that would be.
It was one of the, like, when we started this, it was one of the things, like, I wanted to do because I remember, like, my own internships being really important, and we had, like, a program here that's, like, perfect for it. It's, like, there's, like, 150 kids in the program that's really good, so it's, like, a no-brainer to get these kids involved.
Yeah.
And the first group of interns, the original three, two of their parents were board members, too, which was, like, okay, it just kind of fits up perfectly, so.
I think they also learn an important lesson too, that it's, you kind of have to do like the grunt work, like filming kind of BOS and
it's not sexy.
Board of Selectmen and school committee meetings. It's kind of can be a drag, and it's kind of a good lesson
Sean
to learn.
Sean just sits there like, yep.
Yeah. Well,
nods his head.
But at the same time, I feel like they also get like whether they want to or not, a better understanding of how civics. What's going on in their town.
No. Like, I think
it's a neat class in civics and how government works and why.
I mean, a town meeting sitting in the booth with them, I just
town
like...
Town meeting is a little more solid. Interesting and fun. It's like...
Yeah.
Town meeting's fun.
But I'll point out, like, who everybody is, what's going on in town, like, to them.
Yeah, it depends on the student.
Whether or not they're actually listening to me, I don't know.
They make town meeting fun.
Like, Wiser, I think, gets into...
Yeah.
Wiser, I think, gets into the government meetings. Yeah. Like, he listens and is like... Like, he'll text me, like, I heard that they're going to do this meeting, and
Well, he's Mr. Key Club, so... Mm-hmm.
So he kind of gets into it. I think it depends on the student. But at the same time... It's not, you're not making a video or a show or anything like that, and sometimes you have to do that.
They make town meeting fun. They make town meeting fun. I think that's something like that. But in the old days, we used to have them work closer with the members, which used to make for some unique experiences.
Oh, yes.
There was one of them that him and Bob took a real shine to each other. Like, they were kind of on the same wavelength.
Oh, goodness.
Desmond, who was basically like an 18-year-old, like, he was like a 35-year-old trapped in the body of like an 18-year-old. He's like, his thought process and like things he talked about were like very like postgraduate college, like PhD level, like weird, like unique stuff. And him and Bob, you like loved each other. I think like Bob knew his family and all that.
Yeah.
But which reminds me of like one of the funniest stories ever. Because remember that like Bob had that deception and manipulation graphic that would flash on the screen?
Yeah.
And so like Des loved that and he was playing with it one night. And Bob had this video of like, this guy showing his tomatoes off, like totally just nothing political, and it was all positive. And Desmond just puts out on the screen, so this guy's like, yeah, these tomatoes grow, and obviously you just see deception. Bob's like, whoa, hold on. And so Des's like, I'm sorry, Bob, I just had to.
Yeah,
and he was like, totally, good. Bob was like, that's okay, you're cool.
Yeah, I'm sure Bob liked it.
Yeah, he loved it. Oh my God, things they would talk about was so funny.
Yeah.
What do you think are like the qualities of like the successful interns here? Like we've had a lot of interns. I mean Sean and Kayla, you guys are fairly new, but like what do you think like the qualities are to like survive a year at MCTV?
Got to be able to figure out if something's not going right. You got to be able to not be like, oh my God, what do I do? Yeah. What do I do? Yeah. Like you got to be able to at least somewhat figure it out yourself. Yeah, problem solve.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good trait, and just kind of, like, I don't know, being a good volunteer, like, wanting, like, to get out there and help and do things. I always find that's really great. Like, Caroline this year was very, hey, there's an event, can I go film it? Mm. I'll talk to people. Like, that, I think, is awesome, awesome quality, and it helps them learn more and have more experiences.
I agree.
Instead of like only waiting till it's necessary and you're needed.
Yeah, I think that's important. Also, like they don't mind filming stuff. Like, in the past, I know we've had some kids that like the most they feel like they're above it, kind of.
Yeah.
Especially in like the earlier days, but like the kids are just like, yeah, sure, okay, I'll do that, and they're just like, and they have a good attitude about everything. Know they're responsible. I think those are kind of like the things. Like have fun doing it. Like this is a great opportunity to learn and do stuff and get paid at the same time. So I feel like that's you just have fun, enjoy it, and take it for what it is.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of successful interns. Let's see, what else do we have on this list of things? How about our own internship experiences as we begin to wrap up here? We've all been internships when we were in college or whatever.
I haven't, so this is a good
time
for me to...
You never did an internship?
No. I always did... I did jobs. I kind of got
set
up. But no, I never... In high school, I don't know... I took a class that they called internship because I had already... But it was a class. Like, I'd already taken all the classes that I could my junior year for the TV studio. And then in college, I didn't have a lot of time. And the time that I had, I would take actual job positions. I mean, I was also a film major, so it was kind of, it wasn't like, I couldn't like go volunteer at, or sorry, intern at like a TV studio. It was more like, hey, we need a video produced. Mm-hmm. So it was, I don't know. So this is when I can stop talking and have others talk. Too much Leslie.
No, not enough Leslie. All right, who's going next?
I'll go.
Reluctantly.
I'll go.
The internship that I actually like did enjoy was I worked for a nonprofit. I don't even know what you would call it, like a scholarship program. So the like founder of it is this guy named Daniel Trust, and he was a survivor of the Rwanda genocide, mm-hmm. and like did all this crazy stuff, and like came here and wanted to make a difference. So he goes around, tells his story to schools, and they pay him, and then he raises all the money like that to help kids in Bridgeport, Connecticut, since it's kind of like a not the best area.
Yeah.
Helps like the inner city kids like get scholarships to school and everything, and he takes them on like their college tours, and wow. I can't tell you how many times I toured Southern Connecticut University with those kids. I'm like, I don't even go here. Like, why?
You could do the
but
tour.
But it was really cool because he's just like the nicest guy ever, and it was just like a fun experience. Like, it was a small office, which was usually just me and him, and we just had a good time. And
so you had like a lot of hands-on experience.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't like other kids like taking up my time. Like, it was just me and him, and I got to focus on what I was there for mostly.
Those are like the best internships, yeah. too, like the small ones where mm-hmm. you're like, because like you're like, you have to do work,
yeah.
and it's like
you actually can learn something.
All right, I gotta do a bunch of stuff. Cool. Right, Sean.
He's the best.
So last week I talked about my internships at community media stations, when I graduated from college, I took an internship in Cambridge at a media place, Interlock Media, yeah. and at the time, this is a place where like they were working on a documentary about this guy Coolidge, who went out in like the 30s into like the African Congo and kind of like explored the area and all that fun stuff. And so they were working on a documentary on that, and we had to get grant money to finish it. And so for about a month, I worked on typing up like the grant. It was like this 12-page thing.
This is the worst.
With whatever. And I also worked on, I edited the piece we submitted, and I had to work for like a month straight. It was like 12-hour days, 7 days a week for just a straight month. And at the same time, I had a commute through the city in the morning, so it was like a 2-hour commute there and back. It was rough, but like it was kind of like a test of like, all right, well, like what can I take? Like, and I learned a lot. I got to see a lot of Boston because I had to go around and deliver a lot of things, look for grants and stuff like that, which was really nice. Almost got hit by a car several times riding our bike around town in Boston. It was a really good experience. We didn't get the grant, but
we tried.
Realized how difficult that is. But yeah, it was an overall good experience. I did that internship for about 4 months, and then my student loans were starting to come in, and I realized I have to get paid because I have no money. No paying job. So I had to leave that, and I ended up taking a job at the post office for about a month until I got hired here. So, yeah.
You didn't go postal?
I did not go postal.
Nice. I interned at Channel 56 when I was in college. Between the summer of my sophomore and junior year, I worked on the news desk. And like, as we were talking about like small places, like one of the best things is like a small station like that, like you have to do stuff.
Yeah.
Like you have no choice. So like I worked on the news just like calling, following up on news stories. My most memorable moment was when I found the number from Mitt Romney's summer house and talked to Ann Romney, who was a very nice lady.
Cool.
When he was governor, they had a house on like Lake Winnipesaukee, whatever. And him and his kids saved someone from drowning. And so my news director, my boss, who is notorious in the Boston news scene as like this real nut job, does not care. Like when I would interview for other jobs down there, like, oh, give me your best so-and-so story because everyone knew this guy. So he goes, see if you can find their number. I'm like, don't we want to call it the governor's press office? He goes, no, find the number. So we found Mitt Romney's summer house number, called it. Ann Romney picks up the phone.
Wow.
I was like, hi, I'm, you know, granted, I'm like 20 years old. I'm like, hi, I'm John Grabowski.
I'm John.
Yeah, there's the voice. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm from Channel 56, you know, and you know, we wanted to, you know, do a story about the summer, about what happened, blah blah blah. And she's like, oh yeah. She's like, well, how about I have, you know, the press office call you? Very nice as can be about this. And I was like, okay, great. 2 minutes, like I'm literally like 30 seconds later, like the governor's press officer calls my boss screaming. Like, what are you doing? My boss just doesn't care. He's like, great job.
Yeah.
That's what I want you to do.
Yeah. That's cool.
I was like, yeah, we covered a lot of interesting news stories. That was like my favorite of like calling Ann Romney.
Yeah, that's cool.
Also, college interns. We never had college interns up to like a couple years ago. Mm. And this is our third, I think, year number three pretty much of college interns. It's just like really funny that we never had college interns. Now, like, we get them. Like, we don't actively search for them.
Yeah, they
kind of just find us. And like half the time they're not from Marshfield, which is really unique. What do you guys think about college interns?
I mean, I haven't really gotten to know them yet. I mean, Emily's been pretty good so far, but it's only been 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so
I also feel like giving them like projects to work on is important. Like, because if they're going to be here, it's like give them something that they're really going to do. So like, it's like, all right, let's work on a specific project. Like the first year we had college interns, like they had two big projects. They were doing that Veterans History project that we ran for a while. And we also had them work on a video for the South Shore Chamber, which was like literally like all summer long, like driving around the South Shore, interviewing people for it, which led to some memorable moments. But yeah, they've been unique. Which is funny because Angela, who works on him, who does McNamara, she was a college intern for us. Which was
for
really
a little
funny.
Bit.
Yeah.
She was here for like two weeks, though.
Like a month.
Was it a month?
Yeah, and then it was funny because she had put me down as a reference when she applied for the job. And Alyssa, and I know Alyssa she was like, oh, by the way, do you know this person? Yeah, she interned for us.
Yeah.
So she was like, perfect, she can edit the show for us.
Yeah, this is kind of a good, like,
good turnaround.
Connection. Yeah. Came back together.
So I think that brings us to end of podcast number two. We might take a week off or so because I'm off next Friday. Oh, yeah. I don't know if anyone wants to carry the torch for the podcast next week.
Not it.
I don't mind, but we have a topic.
It's up to you. You can carry the torch, but
we'll
I'll leave it up to
out.
You. All right. So cool. That's it. We're done.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Good. Break.
We're good.
Is this thing on? Episode two.
Yep.
Oh, wait. You didn't end with a quote.
Well, we can keep recording.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, so all right, so we're back on.
We didn't find
so
a good one yet, though.
Kayla needs a quote from the book.
Maybe the one.
Random page. Just pick something out.
These chapters are like the chapter titles. My dad says it's because I'm stupid. Like, what?
When you first read that, I was like, did your dad really say that to you?
His favorite trick was to beat me with a broom handle.
Right?
Anything this is like a godly book.
Yeah, fitting just the last like sentence for this. Yeah. Oh, and to any interns, if you hear this and you're listening, you guys were great and we were happy to have you here.
I got a good one.
You know, I told Eddie Weiser I was going to punch him in the throat one time. It was more because he
really? That's really not appropriate.
No, I said, I'm like, you must be that. No, I didn't say I was going to. I said, you must be that kid everyone wants to punch in the throat. Because he was, like, doing, like, that really corny joke thing that he does. Where, like, he was just making, like, the worst, like, dad jokes ever.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone else, and, like, the three of them was like, oh, my God, dude. Stop.
I found a great quote to end on for the interns to take to heart.
So this is here we go.
All right.
And as long as there are people like you with loving hearts and generous spirits, I know we will succeed.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Interns, if you're listening, thank you. You did a great job. Keep preaching.